Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how we going?
Good, we've just been discussing t-shirts. You're not wearing a New Zealand Music t-shirt, but I'll forgive you because your t-shirt's so good. Just describe it for the listeners.
So has anyone ever seen like one of those t-shirts from like a 90s R&B rap group?
Yes.
Imagine that, but it's Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
I love it.
And it says America's First Baddie on it.
Excellent.
So it's a band tee for Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart band tee. Hey, what are we talking about on the world of television this morning?
Okay, so I've got to apologize, BFM listeners. I'm reviewing a show that I hate. And I've been trying... this year I really pledged to just watch good shows so you guys didn't have to sit through a bad review. But also, I've got a show on the end that you guys can watch. So, you know... We're all living, we're all laughing, we're all loving.
The light with the shade.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. So this show that I watched is Jupiter's Legacy, and I accidentally binged it while hungover in bed. and at the end of the show, I realised that it was a bad show and I didn't like it.
There's nothing worse than getting to the end of the show and being like, oh, actually, that sucked. What was I doing?
It was like 8 hours. Like, that's awful. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what happened. Anyway, so this show is based on a comic book from the late 2000s or so called Jupiter's Legacy. And it's a superhero show on Netflix. It basically follows these five people who end up going to a mysterious island in the 30s and they get superpowers. And that is cut together with present day, where they've got kids now, and their kids are superheroes as well, and they're trying to like battle against the forces of darkness, and apparently it's
handing their homework on time.
Yeah, and it's gotten a lot worse. The villains they're fighting now aren't just like Nazis; they're also like corporations, and it's a whole narrative. And the two kids of so there's the main characters are like this guy named Utopian, which is just wanky. And his wife, and then they've got two kids, and one of them's called like Paragon. It's all a lot. And they've got a daughter, and she is a supermodel who just uses her superpowers and is like a famous celebrity.
Oh my God.
Kind of like a Paris Hilton ripoff, but
yep.
Emo.
Emo superhero Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it's just honestly there's so much going on. And I think the show like really knows that it's not
a good show.
Good. Like, I think it's... Like, I don't remember any other people's names. I can only read out these names because I've got them in front of me on IMDb right now. like, I don't remember any of the characters from the show.
A child called Pentacle and some people called Octopus.
I know that, like, there was stuff going on in the show. I know that stuff happened, and I watched it. But I have no... None of it stayed in my brain. Like, it all just slipped out. Like, I was just like, wow, what have I been watching?
And is this because the show was bad, or is this because of The Hangover?
No, this is the show is bad.
Okay, okay.
I watch most of my BFM shows hungover. Like, this is not a thing. I'm deadly focused. And, like, the comic book I've read... I've not read the comic book, but I've read about the comic book that it's really, really good. And it's, like, one of those really, really good ones. And I think one of the issues with the show is it cuts between the 1930s mystery of how they got their powers and the present day, and neither of them are interesting enough to, like, warrant their own storyline. But, like, if you kind of focused on one, you'd have more nuance within it. And I know that the comic books focus on the 1930s and then do another follow-up comic book with the current story that we're doing now, Jupiter's Legacy, and then there's a third one that's later on. And I watched a YouTube video which went through like the events of the comic books, and I was like, this is interesting.
This
I like
cool,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's character development, and like I know these people are doing things, and none of this is evident in the show. And I think it's just like they've hired actors that don't have the gravitas to say these bonkers lines in the script. So none of it's believable. And I know it's not supposed to be like it's, you know, suspension of disbelief, but like there has to be some basis of reality.
Or you've got to be able to be like, I don't care that this is ridiculous because
it's fun.
It's fun.
But they take it so seriously, but then it seems like a parody of like the Avengers and other better superhero material. And you're just kind of sitting there like, this is just a lot of people talking to each other.
It must be so annoying as a creator of like a book or a comic or any sort of like, I guess, non, you know, movie or TV medium to then have it adapted. That seems exciting. That seems like a cool thing. And then have it adapted really badly. That would just break your heart, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And like, I'm not sure how much of it's taken directly from the comic book, like how much the lines, because sometimes people like to take like literally chunks of dialogue and put it in a script, and that can sometimes work, but I don't think that worked for this, because when you're watching the modern day scenes, the way the characters dress, the way they talk, the set design, all of it seems like it's like 2001.
Oh, weird.
And then you're just like, but they're trying to talk about it in modern day terms, and it just, none of it really flows or is cohesive or is held together by any like particularly amazing performances. Because you can have a bad script that you kind of like, oh, but I'm kind of buying this because this actor is like really lovable and like
really
into it.
Pulling it through. So this is Jupiter's Legacy.
On Netflix.
And it's rubbish, so don't watch it.
No, don't watch it. But I just finished watching Shrill season 3.
Cool.
I reviewed Shrill on the show at some point. You can go back through the BFM podcast archives to find that review. But Shrill is a show by, you'll need to remind me the name of the comedian from SNL.
Adi Bryant.
Semi-autobiographical show about her experiences as an overweight woman in America in modern day, and also the experiences of one of her best friends who is a black woman in America, and it's just so good. It's just so good. I love it. It's wild and funny and irreverent, and it's its final season, and it ends on a really, really cool note, which I won't spoil at all, but because you follow her experience throughout the 3 seasons, where she kind of like gets more self-confidence and she kind of goes off the rails a bit, but not in like a serious way. And it's nice to see that kind of like resolved in the 3rd season. And it's really, really fun.
That's awesome. I think with this show, I haven't actually watched it, but it kind of came out on the crest of the wave of shows much like that, but seems to be one that people have only had good things to say about. They're like, just forget about all this other like dross that's
insatiable.
Out there.
Insatiable. Ugh,
what,
yuck.
Don't watch that crap. Watch Shrill because it's really funny. It's actually saying something new about the experience of being, millennial, brackets, quotes, whatever. It's also, you know, got a kind of different take on things, and the cast is cool and funny and lovable, and you just want to root for them, which is cool. Yeah,
everything about it is like a chef's kiss for me, and it's like eight episodes, 30 minutes long. It's real easy breezy on Neon, and I recommend you go watch all 3 seasons because it's just really fun.
I read a cool article that was Adi Bryant talking about the costume designer for that show, and the designer like designed all of these outfits specifically for Adi, and the clothes in
cool
the show
dresses.
Are
cool
so
dresses.
Cool. Yeah, I'd watch it just for that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a strong review of Shrill.
So don't watch Jupiter's Legacy, go watch Shrill.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sam.
Hey,
have
no
a
worries.
Lovely weekend.
Bye bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
All right.